USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's accusation that he's engaging in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
The president speaking at the White House on Wednesday, making his remarks after Pelosi and other top Democrats came to the White House for a scheduled meeting on infrastructure. Prosecutors in Manhattan are filing new charges against former attorney Michael Avenatti. The high-profile lawyer is accused of stealing money tied to a book advance from one of his former clients. Avenatti is also indicted on extortion charges on Wednesday for his alleged attempt to extract more than $20 million from Nike. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a newly designed $20 bill featuring Harriet Tubman will not be coming out until the year 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says President Trump is not required to release his taxes.
Presidents are not required to, and the American public knew that he didn't release them before they voted for him.
In a House hearing today, Mnuchin warned about weaponizing the IRS to go after political opponents. Mnuchin recently defied a House subpoena by Democrats to release several years of the president's personal and business tax returns. Mnuchin says the IRS should not go after political opponents.
Weaponizing the IRS is a major concern of ours that affects all taxpayers in both parties.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering a review of election system security and cybersecurity after learning that two of his state's counties were hacked by the Russians in the 2016 election. Although the breaches did not affect the outcome of the election, the governor says he wants to ensure Florida's election infrastructure is protected at the state and local level. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On Wednesday, in front of a House Homeland Security Committee, Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen discusses the importance of budget requests.
The request would strengthen the security of our nation through enhanced border security, immigration enforcement, cybersecurity, transportation security, counterterrorism, and resilience to disasters.
McAleen also discusses the importance of additional resources on the southern border.
Put the situation in context. In April, CBP apprehended and encountered almost 110,000 migrants attempting to cross without legal status, the most in a single month in over a decade, and over a third of the total crossings we saw in all of fiscal year 17.
A Virginia medical school is announcing the findings of an independent investigation conducted by a law firm into the offensive yearbook photo uncovered on Governor Ralph Northam's page. The law firm says it failed to verify whether the Democratic governor of Virginia was in the offensive 1984 photo showing a man in blackface.
Governor Northam claimed publicly on February the 2nd that he had not seen the photograph before. We sought out also to determine if we could who was in that photograph, and how it came to be on Governor Northam's personal page in the 1984 EVMS yearbook, and whether its placement there could have been the result of an error.
That's Ben Hatch, the partner at the law firm that did the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.